Isaiah chapter 53, the prophet said that he's talking about Jesus, the Messiah to come. He was despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we did not esteem him. But surely he hath borne our grief and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. All of us, like sheep, have gone astray. Each of us has turned to his own way, but the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. He starts out that chapter by saying, "Who has believed our report? And to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed?" How many of you believe his report today? Do you believe the gospel? And has he been revealed to you? That's why you're here today, to do this in memory of what Jesus has done for us, and to say, "Lord, I believe. And thank you that despite the fact that I was astray from you, you loved me enough to die for me." The Father loved you enough to send his Son, and Jesus loved you enough to die in your place and to suffer the pain and anguish that was meant for us. But he did it. He did it because we were like sheep without a shepherd. He did it because there was no way that we could have everlasting life and the forgiveness of sins without him. And so he did that today, and we want to thank him. No wonder the apostle reminds us of giving thanks. So Father, we thank you today, first of all, for this cracker, which represents your body, Lord. And as I think about your body, I think about the fiery darts of the enemy and how you took those fiery darts that were meant for us. And you took upon our sins, and they were placed upon your body as you hung on the cross. And you died for each of those. And today we give you thanks and we bless you. For it's in the name of Jesus that we pray. Amen. Can we eat of the cracker today? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. But not only did he bear the marks of our sin on his body, but he also bled from his side, from his forehead, from his feet. He tells us by those stripes and through the blood of Jesus that we find forgiveness of sin and cleansing from all unrighteousness. Pastor Josh, would you ask the blessing upon this cup, which represents our Lord's blood today?
Lord Jesus, we are just so thankful for the blood, the precious blood that you shed on Calvary, that washes away all of our sins, that brings healing to our physical bodies. And we just thank you that you loved us enough to pour out that precious, sinless blood, the life-giving blood, so that we could receive the greatest gift of all from you. We are beyond thankful. We are eternally grateful for all that you've done for us, and we ask you to bless this cup in Jesus' name. Amen.
Let's drink together. Is there children's church today? There is. Children can be dismissed at this time. Guys, if you want to pass your cups to the middle, the guys will pick them up. And I want to thank the worship team. And I'm not preaching today. Debbie told me that she talked to Betty Jo, and Betty Jo has an incredible testimony. And so I messaged her and asked her if she would share that testimony. I thought today would be a good day with baptism and communion. So, Betty Jo, we have the box of Kleenex ready, like you asked. And if you could just come and share a bit about your life, and then...
Well, some of you that watch me walk up here have known how I walk normally. Well, this is how I'm walking today. Thanks, Jason, for sharing about the anointing that we had, because after I had that, I asked for anointing, for forgiveness. I have a lot of things that have happened in my life, a lot of things that I've been through. And now I probably could not sit down and tell you the whole little bit story of any one of those items, because he's taken it all away. My brother's birthday was the 6th. The last time I talked to him about a birthday, he said, "Don't ever wish me happy birthday. I'm not your brother. I want nothing to do with you." The other day, I sent him a birthday wish, and I told him that things happen in our lifetime, and things that go and come to us, we don't understand why. We just do the best we can with them, and we try to love each other as we are with the mistakes we've made, as well as the good things we try to do. And he answered me back, "Thank you so much for that." In 6th grade, I went to Phi-Ed class. My gym teacher and I were the only ones on the trampoline, and she said, "Girls, I want you to stand back. There's going to be a mistake being made here today, and I want you to show what would happen if we didn't have spotters." I was on the trampoline. Well, I took a tumble. I hit the trampoline with my hips, and I know I hit with my back. I went down on the floor, and I don't know what else happened after that. I was unconscious for a couple hours. The girls were told to go back to class and tell the rest of the class that I would be in the nurse's lounge because I had a headache and I wouldn't be coming back to class the rest of the day. She called my mom and she said, "Does she complain about headaches a lot at home? Because today she's complaining about a headache and I think she just wants to get out of work." Well, from that point, I was working a lot more at home. So now I want to tell you what happened recently. I haven't had a good back situation. I've been kind of limping and sore, and I get twisted and tangled, and the doctors had told me when they first saw it, they said, "You have a rotatory curvature of the spine." We had just been tested for scoliosis. I think they had just started that year, and my spine was straight. After that, I have this huge rotation, 40-some degrees on the bottom, 70-some degrees on the top. By the time I'm 21, I'll be touching this hand to the floor. Okay, so I was given some exercises. I tried doing those because my mom wouldn't allow me to wear the Milwaukee brace because she couldn't get me to do the things that I needed to do around the house if I had that on. So on July 12th of this year, I got new x-rays taken from my chiropractor because he said, "We've got to see what's going on here. I don't even want to adjust you anymore. I'm afraid." So that was the 12th of July. August 3rd, I just went into my chiropractor for my adjustment, my regular weekly, 520, and he had a copy of the DVD with my latest x-rays on it, and he said, "I want you to come to the computer. I need to show you some things. I'm really afraid to say anything to you because I don't want you to be afraid." Okay, so he said, looking on the inside, he says, "I can still adjust you, but we're going to change it up because your back is so twisted, you can hardly tell on the outside, but your scoliosis is like a really, really complicated. It looks like it should go from the lower end to the right and then up and around to the left, but no. There's a break at the very bottom. That starts to the right, but you're abruptly going back over to the left, and it goes about 45-degree angle, and then up to the top, it's in the upper 70s. So the rotation comes back over. In the inside, there's a vertebrae that's really twisted around like it's almost turned totally 360, but he says that should have cut your spinal cord off. I have been told through different times when I had my kids, I was told I wouldn't have any, but I had three anyway. So I was told that I have a perforated spinal cord because at some point it was stretched so severely that it caused perforation. They don't know how I ended up continuing to walk. So my chiropractor tells me this last week, okay, there's calcification, there's spurs, I don't know how you get along without any pain, and there's arthritis forming. But Then he says, I don't know how the spinal cord can stretch to reach these points that they've reached without snapping. He says, you take the really tight spots where something should happen and should be shutting you off totally, and that's the thing that puzzles me the most. I don't know what it is. I don't know how to say this. I don't want to scare you. I don't want you to quit coming, but I'm going to have to change the way I adjust you. Because when I look at these really tight spots where it cramps over, the vertebrae are actually coming across where there's little spots where the nerves run through to control things. And those are getting crossed up. Those were getting crossed up and almost cutting off those nerves. And I was having sharp pains. Some days I could hardly walk. I would get migraines, I get vertigo. So he says, okay, this is what he says. The curves are about 45, and the upper one is in the upper 70s. There is severe calcification, lots of spurs, and definitely arthritis. I don't know how the spinal cord can stretch to reach these points, but then I look at the really tight spots and I see fusion. Like what's done by a surgeon, and I've never seen it done so well. It protects the spinal cord, and I guess I'd say the doctor that did this would be the best there is. I've never seen anything like this. I mean, I don't want to scare you. I just have to put it out there, and I don't know what else to say or how else to say it. But this is keeping your spine from tipping you over. And I just want to thank God for what he's done. Yeah. Jesus has been there. I have prayed so much to be able to be straight, to not have this hand touching the ground. I've done my back exercises. My chiropractor even catches me at work when I'm at till 3 in the corner, going like this and then lowering my heels without letting down on my shoulders. I just really work at it because I can feel something crimping and something hardening. And after I talked to him, I thought, okay, I'm going to just start trying to walk without worrying about what's getting cut and what's getting pinched and what's getting grabbed, and I'm just going to see what I can do. And I got off his table, and I stood up. I usually don't have much pain. They've always told me I have a high tolerance for pain. When I had my daughter, I had a spinal so that I could be awake. And not doing too bad, am I? So that I could be awake, and they kept trying to do the spinal. They said, there's something wrong here. We're not getting in where we need to get. And I said, are you drawing blood? And he says, yes, we are. I said, then go for it, because that's all you're going to get. So he did it, and we numbed her up. Jim got to be in there. We had our daughter. And after that, he says, I don't know how you do this. You should be numb. Your hand should be numb. Your legs should be numb. So far, once in a while in the morning, I wake up with my arms or my hands being a little asleep. And you have to wake them up a little bit. Everybody's had that. But that's it. And now he's seen the proof of what's going on. So God is good all the time. Thank you.
Amen. Jesus is still the great physician. And then Amy Case is coming to share a testimony about the Financial Peace University. You'll be finding out more about that. You maybe been hearing about it in the last few weeks. So if Amy would come, and those that are getting baptized, make sure you come and sit on the front pew here, and we'll move into that service when we're done there. And then when Amy is done also, if we could have some help, some of the guys could move the pews out of the way, that would be great. Or not the pews, the pulpit. Pulpit all the way, that would be great.
Good morning. I'm Amy. Just very quickly, I just wanted to add an announcement that wasn't in the bulletin. There will be Ladies Caregivers Group Support Group on Monday the 16th, at 6:30, and we meet in the library. And I just wanted to invite you. I won't be here next week, so I wanted to make sure that you're aware of that. And if you're a caregiver to a child or an adult, please feel free to come. It's for support in a Christian atmosphere. And I've had some people ask me that know caregivers. And if you're in that position, or if you work in that field, but if you're in that position, you know someone that is needing support, please either let them know or invite them, or you're welcome to come and get information too. So today I was asked to share a little bit about the Financial Peace University, and if you're not familiar with it, it's been around for quite some time, but Dave Ramsey is the one that has provided that material, and this is one of the books that came in the material that we had. He has several books out, and there's updates, I'm sure. My husband and I took this class probably between four and 5 years ago at a different church up in the Twin Cities, and it was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun to meet other people that were interested in their finances and getting out of debt. But the camaraderie that we found was amazing, because the bottom line is finances affect everyone all the time. And the important part of this class we enjoyed with Dave Ramsey is there's humor, there was videos, there was large group. We had a small group that met too, so we met some new people and made some friends. But the amazing thing that we pulled away from it, I guess, quickly, is how this curriculum is based on Christian principles. So he does talk about tithing and giving, but the main thing is he emphasizes money makes a good servant, but a terrible master. And the principles are all laid out to help us to master our money so that it doesn't master us. And debt will do that. It will try to master you. So we took the class, it was several weeks, but we took it in a different stage of life than many of the people in our small group. We met people who were young singles. Some are in college, some are getting out of college, some are married with kids, some are in the different stage of putting kids through college. We actually took it at a stage of life that we were at that our kids were already done with college and post-secondary education. We had two out of the three that were married. We'd paid for a couple weddings. And we were kind of looking ahead to the future, and my husband had had a career transition. He had worked in an industry for over 20 years and was able to take an early retirement with a pension, but we still needed to have income on that side, on our personal side, and we also had a business. So we came at it from a different stage of life, but yet all the principles that we learned cover any stage of life. They really do. And it helped us to have more dialogue at home about it. find out a little bit more about our personalities. I don't know if people are married, you know, do you ever fight about money? I don't know. And the big thing here is this is handled with a lot of amazing information. This is just the book that I'm holding up because this is what came in our class, but it came with a workbook. Like I said, they had a video, they had large group discussion, small group discussion, they had testimonials. And if you ever look up Dave Ramsey, his personal testimony about his financial situation is amazing. And they came out of, I don't remember if they had filed bankruptcy or what, but it was pretty severe financial challenges that he came out of, what prompted him to start this university to help other people get free from that mastering their life and being able to be just outrageous givers to the kingdom of God. So that's why we took it. And some of the things very quickly that they cover, and one of the primary things they start with, very quickly, I'll just run through some of the titles. One of the titles was Nerds and Free Spirits Unite. And that is, I'm sorry, if you're married, you might know what I'm talking about. If you're in, you know, sharing money with people. The budget nerds versus the free spirits. And they're on this side of each side of the table. And it's trying to bring you together so you can sit at a table and have a budget meeting. It's kind of a challenge sometimes. But you can budget, and not have a life. Or you can be a free spirit and not have anything to budget. So, you know, it just gave really kind and wonderful and friendly tips on how to bring that together so that you're working as a team in this debt cancellation mode. This class, this university, if you're not familiar with it, he does not offer information on how to make money. He offers the teaching on how to manage the money that you have. And they do have a little section in working in your strengths if with careers or if you need extra jobs and things like that. But that isn't the focus. The focus on this one is to get out of debt and get out of debt as quickly as possible. I'm not standing here saying that we are completely out of debt. But what it did was it helped us through a life transition. It also confirmed a lot of the things that we'd already practiced in our family. We were able to pay for two weddings in cash, and the girls had the weddings that they wanted, and we were excited to do that. But we didn't have a lot of debt afterwards, and so that was a true blessing, because then a career change came too. So that was a couple of things, and buying, we're using used cars, paying for cash rather than leasing cars, things like that. We confirmed some things, but also he talks about tithing and giving as a primary foundation of getting out of debt. And so they talk about your personalities with income. It talks about the nuts and bolts of budgeting. A lot of this is about budgeting, using a tool called a zero-down budget. It's things that you maybe have practiced, already know, any stage of life, even if you're on a fixed income. But it was presented in a way that you can kind of tweak things. You can think, oh, well, I never thought about it that way. Or that's an interesting way to try this. Or just try some different ways. And it helped me. I do the bookkeeping in our family, and it really helped me to separate things much more easily and to prioritize. It talks about prioritizing the pillars of your financial needs, like housing and food and that kind of thing, even if you're getting in a debt cancellation strategy. So it's always making sure you have the priorities covered and still working on your debt cancellation strategies and plans. But it's also showing you how to have a life, too. You have to have a life. You have to have some joy and some fun, but you can do that. We had a game. We had a little wallet that came with a kit, and we would stuff it full of coupons for eating out. So we cook at home. We do all that, but for a treat, we'd out, and it was like, okay, only if we have a coupon. So it was kind of a fun thing. We just make it a fun thing, and we try some different places that we hadn't tried before and then save some money doing that. But some of the titles, Dumping Debt, Breaking the Chains of Debt, Credit Sharks and Suits. This class does cover about credit bureaus and collections and credit scores, and I'm going to tell you, there was one thing in there that I thought we were knowledgeable about, but we learned some new information, and it's, you know, things about credit scores that the credit industry does not want you to know. So there's falsehoods out there that people live by, and it's really good information to know that the credit score does not identify your value in life. I'll just leave it at that. The power of marketing and buying decisions. It talks about insurances. It gives tips on insurances, purchasing insurances, if you're trying to get out of debt, ways of saving money on insurances and still staying covered. I have to say, we didn't necessarily agree with everything that he was teaching, but it did give us talking points. So I know we were happy with some of the insurance types that we'd had, but it did give me an opportunity to go through and tweak some of those, and we actually changed some companies and saved money that way without giving up coverage that we wanted, that we felt we needed. It talks about investments. It does help with retirement and college planning, extra jobs, working in your strengths. But the ultimate goal of the university is to get out of debt, but also to remind us that the goal of finance for Christians ultimately is to give like no one else, unleashing the power of generous giving to expand the kingdom of God. And it gives us freedom to do that. If we're not controlled by debt, it gives us freedom to give when we can. And I have to say that what was really helpful is a few testimonies was the fact that in today's society right now, we have everything's auto. Auto deposit, auto withdraw, auto pay, online banking, online giving, online shopping, lots of technology use, and it's really easy to lose track of it. Quite honestly, it's easy to rely on that, online everything, and not have a good handle on what's coming in and what's actually going out. So a lot of the tools here really are pencil, paper strategies, and zero down budgeting, and tracking everything that's coming in and everything that's going out so that you can find room in what you have to pay those debts down. And it's amazing when you start doing that. It's like cleaning closets. It's like Christmas. Wow, I had more than I thought. It just is going in the wrong category. So it's kind of fun. It is enjoyable. And I highly recommend it for any age category. When the classes that we were in, the group that we were in, they talked about a high school that actually was adding this to their curriculum for high school students as an elective. Wonderful, because there's techniques anyone can do. It's for any age category. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to do this at all. Thank heaven. So it's anyone can learn it, and it gives you workbooks and everything to use too, and other tools. Another testimony that we learned was a young couple that they were married, but they had gotten out of college and they had $100,000 worth of debt out of college. They didn't have children yet. So they'd taken the Financial Peace University, they implemented the strategies, and they got out of that debt within 3 years. And they had wonderful testimonies, and they talked about all their creativity and having vacations and having a life while they did it, and could move forward with their life with no student loan debt whatsoever within 3 years. Another couple that was in a small group with us, another testimony was they'd been married, they had a couple young children, and they were deeply in debt with credit card debt and student loan debt. And so they made the courageous decision, and this was several years ago, it was before the market had changed like it so drastically has now, to sell their home. They had a lot of equity in it, sell their home where they were at, buy a home that was closer to their work, it was lesser cost, and get rid of a leased car and buy a used one for cash, and get rid of all the credit card and student loan debt so they could have a life with their kids when they were still young. And I noticed that we were all cheering for them. We were really excited for them to make those really courageous decisions at that time. And he came back to teach the class one of the next sessions, so that was pretty cool. And one other testimony, quickly was we have friends in business that practice these principles, and he mentors young people. And we had met this young gal, and she was struggling, probably in her early 20s, and she was working. I don't know if she'd had college, but she was working, and she was just really struggling with her money to the point where she couldn't even feel like she could buy groceries. It was just that she felt just desperate. She couldn't even really buy groceries and eat very healthy. And so she sat down with this friend of ours, and he just used these principles and helped her develop a budget and showed her how to use it. She found $200 in her monthly income that she could use for groceries. So, you know, it seems like, oh, how can someone, you know, be like that? Well, when you have auto everything and you don't pay attention where it's coming in or where it's going out, it's really easy to lose track and feel like you're broke. And this gives a lot of help with tools, and I'm sure over the years they've updated a lot of the suggestions too, because there's a lot of phone apps that can help people with their banking and their budgeting and all sorts of things. So if you're a technical person, there's plenty of help out there if you don't like paper, pencil. And our testimony, I guess, was the fact that it helped us through a life transition time once the kids were grown and to set some goals for ourselves, help my husband through a career transition, and to help me keep our business definitely separate from our personal. And what we ended up doing was getting all of our business out of debt. So we had no debt on any of our business assets. And that was a tremendous help. Gave us freedom in decision making on that end, and helped us with our personal goals so we could focus just on the personal transitions. And life changes, and life hands you some things like medical bills sometimes, or things that come up even if you're on a fixed income. So these are just some good tools to implement to get through those times without panicking. God is our provider, but this is also a great source for wisdom, and it takes some of the scariness away, especially for the young adults going into adulthood if they have education or whatever. It really helps them set a foundation for moving forward and gives us the information that we can share with others as well. And our kids, I don't think they've taken the class, but they've definitely read some of his financial books and implement a lot of these strategies in their lives, and it's giving us peace because they're managing their money pretty well. So that's another testimony as a parent, I guess. But I really encourage people of any age to take it. It was fun. We learned a lot, and they're just life tools to use. So thanks.
Further
Good. So if you're visiting with us today, this is not our typical service, but we thought that there are some important things that we could help you with, finances, discipleship, you know, and relationships in a church, and so that's why we presented these today. And we're ready to do water baptism. If I could have the communion table moved, the pulpit moved, that would be great. And then James and Matt and Dan.
I'm Teresa Hoffman, and I just want to follow Jesus and proclaim my faith with Christ. So,
isn't that great? And Teresa asked me to be up here with her, and I said yes, because we're farmerettes for 40-some years. And with the rain that we have gotten this past few weeks and last night, let's just thank the Lord for the gift of rain, please. He is wonderful. And so, dear sister in Christ, I just want to thank the Lord for blessing you and blessing you indeed. I thank him that his righteous right hand is always with you, enlarging your territory and protecting you from evil. And now, Teresa, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face shine on to you and be gracious unto you. And may he smile on you and give you his peace and his joy. Through the blood of Jesus and in his resurrected name, we pray this. Amen.
Thank you.
You bet.
My name is Ann Isker, and I've asked Joan to pray with me, and I'm just reaffirming my life to Jesus, my new life to Jesus and God.
Praise the Lord. The Lord gave me two things to give to Ann. I was saved at 46 years old. And he has blessed me all my life in following him, and I thank him. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. And I pray that for you, Anne. We both were where you were, lost, without hope. And he's given us the hope.
Absolutely, amen.
Amen. And the Bible verse that he's given me is, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their own wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and will heal their land. Amen.
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 God bless you as you will do the walk that Paul walked. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Well, I don't have to mess with the microphone this time. I'm just so, so thankful to what God has done for me. He has been working in my life so much. He's showed me the power of the Holy Spirit in my life. I was saved when I was a little girl. I believe I was 5 or 6. God just reminded me the first time that I asked him into my heart. And I remember it was at this lady. She was like a grandma to me. She was probably the most important person in my life back then. Her name was Walda. She just showed me an example of God's love, unconditional love. She loved me no matter what I did. And I'm just so thankful that God gave me that example, because I don't think I would have turned to him if it wasn't for the example that she gave me. And for so long, I'd been hurt from, because when I was 8 years old, God took her home. And it hurt me so bad, and I was so angry with God for so long. But he's freed me from that. He gave me the ability to speak up and say that I was angry with him. And I'm so thankful that he healed me from that. And he showed me how much he loves me, how much he cares about me, that he is not a condemning God, that he loves me. It doesn't matter what I've done. It doesn't matter. He just loves me just as I am. And he created me. He gave me a purpose. And I'm just so thankful that what he's done for me. So I asked these three ladies to come sit, pray with me.
I am so thankful to be Rosie's friend and able to see what God has done through her life, especially this past year. It has been amazing to watch. It hasn't always been easy, but God has worked it all out for his glory. And I'm so thankful and honored to pray with you. Dear Heavenly Father, I just thank you, God, so much for Rosie, Lord God. I just pray that you will just continue the work that you have started in her, Lord. I pray that you will use her, God, for your glory, Lord. I thank you for the step that she's taking, Lord God, to be baptized in your spirit again, Lord God. I just thank you, Lord, for her. I pray that you will just help her to be your ambassador, Lord God, and your witness, Lord. I just pray that you will give her wisdom and grace, Lord God. And I pray that you will just continue to use her and give her the boldness, Lord God, as she just dedicates her life to you again, Lord. Just thank you so much, Lord.
And the Lord gave me Psalm 16 for you. And just read a couple portions here. Portion. The Lord is your portion and your cup. He has cast your lot. Your boundary lines have fallen in pleasant places, and surely your inheritance is beautiful. And you bless the Lord who counsels you, and even at night, your heart instructs you. And so you've already always set, and you are setting the Lord Jesus Christ before you. And he says that he makes known to you, and he has made known to you, but he will make known to you the path of life as he takes you into glory one day. We'll all meet there. But abundance of joys are in your presence, and eternal pleasures are at your right hand. So, Father, we thank you for Rosemary. You have chosen her. She is a precious jewel to you in your crown. And that, Lord, you are the one who loves her so deeply. And the boundary lines for her are very secure. In your powerful right hand, you hold her. And you have put your hand on her life. And it is for eternity. So, Father, thank you. Would you increase her confidence in you? I know it's growing by leaps and bounds, Father.
Thank you.
But keep going, Amen. Lord, as you Amen. Have set her apart to belong to you.
Thank you, Lord.
And she takes you take such great delight in her. Mm-hmm. And you are Jesus. You are her all in all.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank
Jesus.
You for Rosemary. I just bless her in the powerful name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. And the word I hear for you, Rosemary, is that he sings over you.
Amen. Oh, thank you, Lord.
20th wedding anniversary today. Hopefully we got the word around to most of you. I don't know if everybody heard, but we are having a little party down at the multi-purpose room, so please head down the long hallway, enjoy some cake, there's some food. I don't know what all is really down there. I think there's a bunch of snacks and food. And I know there's plenty for everybody, so